Welcome to this demonstration, Configuring Data Alerts with SQL Server 2012 Reporting Services. I'm Peter Myers, I'm a SQL Server MVP and a mentor with SolidQ. So the starting point for this demonstration is to introduce you to my SharePoint site. So it is a requirement for Reporting Services Data Alerts in SQL Server 2012 that it works only in SharePoint integrated mode, and the data sources that you configure must use stored credentials. So I navigate to the Data Connections library, and my first step is to go ahead and to create a new report data source. So the data source that I have is the AdventureWorks data warehouse. I've already copied and pasted in the connection string to the clipboard, so I paste that into the box here for the connection string, and this is where I configure those store credentials. So I don't recommend using the administrator account out there in the real world, but for demonstration, it's pretty convenient. And then I check the Use as Windows Credentials checkbox. I test the connection, all looks good, so I click OK to complete that. And now I navigate to the Reports library, and here on the Documents tab, I'm going to go ahead and upload a pre-built report named the Pacific Profitability. So this is a pretty straightforward report. What it does is presents a gauge. The gauge presents a single value of the profit percent being produced in the Pacific region, but it also conveys status, whether that profitability is good, slightly good, bad. Alright, so I'm just waiting to click Browse. There seems to be some delay with my user interface. And then I select the Pacific Profitability Report, open, and upload. Okay, so next I go ahead and ensure that that report uses the shared data source that I just created. So for the data source in the report, I have it reference from my Data Connections library, the AdventureWorks DW Denali connection. And now we can go ahead and view the report. And as you see, here is the gauge. Presently, profitability in the Pacific region is at 18%, and we can tell by the ranges on the gauge that this is good, because we have this green range here. Now, what I'm going to do is configure a data alert to notify me if the profitability falls below this 10% threshold. So here on the toolbar for the report viewer, under Actions, I configure a new data alert. So we see here that the feeds generated from this report, so you may well recall in SQL Server Reporting Services 2008 R2, a new rendering format was added, being the Atom Data Format Renderer. It is used here also by data alerts, and so here is a snapshot of the data being returned from the profitability feed of the report, and here's where we see the current value of 18%. Here on the right side, I configure the alert by name, I click to add a rule, and the rule will be that the profit value is less than 0.1, which is the 10%. Under the email settings, the scheduling settings, I can schedule different time periods. So I can actually have this run every hour. Under advanced, I could specify the duration for this alert. And also this checkbox here, send message only if alert result changes. Basically, if the alert result doesn't change and every hour it keeps coming back with 2%, I don't need to receive a notification every time. But if after the next hour it comes back as 1%, well, that change should fire off a new notification. The email settings then, I'm going to specify that it gets sent to my email address. Okay, my typing is pretty off. Let's try that again. A subject for the email and a description like profit off track. And then I click save. All right, now that alert is configured, the report server looks after that automatically. And let's take a look at how we can manage the data alerts. So back to the report here in the library, we have the ability to manage data alerts. So note in this window, it actually serves two different groups of users. If I have administrative privileges, then I can toggle between all alerts by all users on that report. As myself, I can toggle between alerts for multiple reports that I may have configured over here. This line here is the alert that I've just defined. So we can see that it's been created, that zero alerts have actually been sent. And then what I can do to test it, rather than wait for that hour to take place, I can right-click and I can say run. And then it runs the alert instantly, which is very, very helpful for testing the alert configuration. So what I'm going to do is just refresh this page just to see the updated status. And in fact, we see the status here telling me that the last alert ran successfully, but the data conditions were not met. It's still 18%. So what I'm going to do is rig the data a little bit. Switching across to Management Studio, I open up a script that allows me to update the profitability. So this query here performs an update to ensure the profitability is now -4%. Now again, I could wait for an hour. I'm not going to. I switch back to the Data Alert Manager, right-click, and run again. All right, I do need to refresh. And we see the status is updated to say the last alert ran successfully and the alert was indeed sent. Now, in this environment, I don't have an email server. So we've configured the report server instance to send email notifications to the file system. So I open up Windows Explorer, and sitting in the C drive, I have an email folder. And sure enough, here is an email notification. I double-click to open up Outlook and to open up the message. And here is the email notifying me of the data alert for Pacific profitability. There's the description of profit off track. There's the value that raised the notification. And there's the rule that raised it. So in addition to the notification, we have a link that allows me to navigate to that report. And here is the on-demand version of the report showing us for sure that profit is off track at -4%. There we see it, data alerts, configuration of them, the dependency on reports that use stored credentials, and the way that we can test them using the Data Alert Manager. Thanks for watching the video.